We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2216. The brothers had sold Yosef. The Midianites were worried that they'd be persecuted for holding on to Yosef, and they sell him to the Ishmaelim. Yosef is walking along weeping, and the Ishmaelim can't stand hearing his crying. They all get off their camels and start beating him and torturing him and saying, "We're going to kill you, we're going to torture you, we're going to maim you, you better stop your crying." And that's where we left off. And Hashem saw Yosef's plight, and Hashem made darkness and fear descend on the Ishmaelim, and anyone who tried to hit him was hit back psychologically, and they suddenly realized that they're walking around with all kinds of fears that they didn't have earlier, anxiety that they didn't have earlier, and they started looking at one another and saying, why are you suddenly so uptight? And they didn't understand that this is what's going on. They're traveling, and they pass by Kever Rachel, and Yosef walks by the burial place of his mother, and he throws himself on the grave, and he starts crying. And he says, "Mother, mother, the one who bore me, arise. Look at your son. Look how I'm being sold as a slave. No one cares about me. Get up, mother, look at your son. Weep with me over my sorrow. Look at my brothers. Look at their cruel hearts. Arise, my mother, arise. Get up from your slumber. Get up. And you wage the war against my brothers. How could my brothers send me out here? How could they send me out here with naked without clothing? How could they sell me as a slave? Now I've been sold twice as a slave. How could they cut me off from my father? No one has pity on me. Arise, my mother. You wage the war against my brother. You go against my brothers and plead my case before God. Let's see who God says is right and who's wrong. Arise, mother, arise. Get up from your sleep. Look at my father. Look at my poor father's sorrow. Till today, he must be worried sick over me. You go and comfort him and tell him." Yosef keeps weeping like this, and he's crying and yelling by the kever, by the grave. And it reached a point where he couldn't continue anymore. He fell silent out of bitterness. And suddenly, we'll pick up here tomorrow.
I have a question.